Steve, what an occasion to get your first goal.
Superb. It was nice. It was a great ball in from Miguel, and fell on my left foot, and I just smacked as hard as I could.
Terrific goal, and what a pass from Miguel Oliveira as well to, I mean, for a 30, 40-yard pass to get it through to you.
Yeah, it was right in my path. So it was. I took a good first touch, and like I said, it fell on my left foot, which I just thought, right, just smack as hard as you can.
Now, tell me about this sort of situation for you. You've come in on loan with a job to do to get Sheffield Wednesday into the Championship. How satisfying does it feel to have achieved that now?
It's very satisfying, to be honest. You know, because they're a good side, and I think they're a bit of a false position, to be honest. When I came here, I was quite surprised that they were bottom off the table. You know, some good players in there, but I'm really pleased that we've found some good form, and we've managed to stay in the league.
If you don't mind me saying, you do the kind of job that, is not a particularly attractive job sometimes. You've got to get stuck in, you've got to hold the ball up, you've got to win it maybe and distribute it. But you've done that quite effectively, haven't you, since you came here?
Well, that's what I was brought in to do, you know. Dave Jones just said, I need you to come in here and do a job. And I said to Leroy today, let me deal with the centre halves, and then you and Jermaine get in behind, and that's what I try to
To score, I mean, can you just, you've been through a lot of
do.
experiences in your career, but just sort of sum up that moment when you've scored, the cop explodes and maybe just settles a few nerves amongst those home supporters. And you were signalling over maybe to the manager as well afterwards, giving him a thumbs up.
Yeah, because it's a big team performance, and we're all nervous going into that game, because we knew it was at stake. But like I said, when I've hit it and I've seen it go in the back of the net, and the whole crowd erupted, which was, the atmosphere was unbelievable today. I mean, it was just, it was one of the best I've ever played in. But when it goes in, it's just a relief, just you just feel the relief throughout the side and throughout the crowd, and of course the management as well. So it was nice to get that.
What a season in the Championship. I mean, as we were following it, it seemed like one team was in the bottom three, then another. Hull and Watford were fighting for promotion. Have you ever known a division like this before?
Not at all. I mean, I don't know where we've ended up in the league, but one, two wins bump you top 10. I mean, it's never been heard of, but that's how good this league is.
Attentions are now going to turn very quickly to next season. What's your future, Steve? What are you? Where are you at the moment? What's going to happen? Would you like to stay here?
Oh, well, that was shoved out. I've thoroughly enjoyed my time here, and I came here to enjoy it, because if I'm honest, I wasn't enjoying my football at all, and I came here. Had a good chat with Dave Jones and Paul Wilkinson, and they just said, "Come here and enjoy it, and start playing with a smile on your face again." And I've sort of fell in love with the game again since I've been here. So I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I've got a couple of meetings, so we'll wait and see what happens.
Is it something you've talked to Dave about yet, or were you just waiting to get safety out of the
No,
way?
I didn't. Well, I haven't spoken to him at all. I just wanted to get my head down, get the team in a position where we're safe, and then we'll take it from there.
When I look at the team in the second half of the season, it's been quite a different Wednesday team to the first half. I don't want to go into too much, but they played quite a lot in the first half, didn't get the results. It seems like there's been an approach of we're going to get a point today rather than none, and it has worked, and you've been able to win a lot of games playing like that. Is that how you have to do it almost in the Championship? Because it is so competitive. Cardiff haven't gone up playing pretty football, have they? They've gone up playing effective football.
I think it's the whole generation of football now. Like, everybody wants to be Barcelona, and play the balls, but sometimes you need your tactics to work properly, and to say, well, sometimes we have to kick ourselves out of the league, or it's not going to be pretty stuff. But you play effective football, and it's all about winning games. It might be not the most attractive football, but like I said, Cardiff, obviously they get about, but when it has to go, it has to go. And I think that's the key to this league.
Just to finish, it was so important that Sheffield Wednesday didn't go back into League One. They've had a couple of spells in that division. To go back again could have been disastrous for this club. To be able to point forwards now and look upwards is going to be so key for a club that really has sort of lingered in this position for too long.
Yeah, I mean, it's a massive club. I mean, I always knew it was a big club, and obviously, I've never nearly signed here a few times, and but when you play for them, it's a massive club, and it's a club that should be riding high in the Championship and pushing for Premiership, really.